It's such a beautiful afternoon, early evening. It's lovely to be here with you. I hope that you're well and that you're finding your way as you explore your practice with kindness and interest. I'd like to offer a guided meditation on loving kindness this evening. There are many different approaches to this practice. The most common one, which is the bringing to mind different kind of people or starting with oneself, although sometimes we don't start with ourselves, we start with somebody's close to us or a neutral person and somebody we feel more distant from, and offering phrases of well-wishing. So this is actually something that developed later, centuries after the Buddha. I'm not sure exactly when, but it's called the commentarial tradition. And so Bhikkhu Anālayo has done some work kind of going back and recovering and uncovering the early texts. And so he teaches a form of practice called radiating metta, and we can do it with compassion and joy as well, and equanimity. And so we hear in the Metta Sutta that we're reciting in the mornings, we hear radiating metta over the entire world. And then that verse I read in the Dharma talk, I will abide. I forget the wording of it, but it's extending kindness in every direction, in every quarter of the world, of the universe. So there's this sense of that there's this quality of kindness and love, friendship that we can just open kind of the doors to extending it, allowing it to radiate in all directions. Bless you. So that's what I'd like to, maybe you've done this practice before, so I'd like to offer that form. And so please take a posture that feels comfortable and also balanced and attentive. Let's begin by just feeling the support of the earth, Mother Earth, supporting our lives in a very concrete and tangible way. You can feel that support and supporting us in our breathing and supporting us in our nourishment, in water. And relaxing into that holding, that we can feel that embrace. Breathing into the heart. Notice if the heart feels tight or contracted. And as you breathe in and breathe out, breathing in, arriving in connection to the heart, and breathing out, just noticing how you are in relationship to the heart. Whatever is felt energetically, physically, emotionally in the heart, just bringing the breath to bring awareness and acceptance, interest. Connection. And I invite you to bring to mind some experience or some relationship, some moment in time or an extended period of time when you have felt love, kindness, benevolence, goodwill toward a particular being. It could be anyone, it could be a non-human being, it could be a place, it could be a tree. Could be a lake. All of these are living systems. And notice what that quality of care and love, appreciation and kindness. Notice how it is felt in the body, in the heart center. And it might not be particularly strong, and it might even be more mental. You might feel it more as an intention. However it appears is fine. And as you abide with this sense of attention and presence at the heart, with this quality of kindness, bring us, play with, explore bringing a quality of light or warmth or both to the heart center. If it's helpful, you can place your hand at that center of the body. Just laying your hand over your heart or both hands. a quality of warmth, light, luminosity, which carries within it a benevolent, a loving attitude or intention. And as you breathe in and breathe out, allow this warmth or light to expand, to fill your body to the front, to the right, to the back, to the left, above and below. Imagining or feeling a quality of luminosity like a lantern spreading its light. Filling your own body and filling the whole field around you. Filling this room and touching all of your fellow yogis. Bringing the quality of your blessing, your kind intention, your well-wishing, your friendship. And coming back to feel this, or to be aware of this light, this warmth, this intention of kindness within you, within your body and being, and feeling the warmth of that for yourself, caring for yourself, accepting, loving yourself deeply, without limitation, without exception, without judgment. Caring for this one who you know so deeply. You know the aspirations, you know the fears. You know the hurts, and loving it all. Accepting it all, befriending it all. And then moving out again into the space around you, radiating metta to all here and beyond this room, to the stream, to the lake, to the other buildings, where the staff are living, to the sky, where all the birds and insects are, into the ground, to all the burrowing creatures and the tiny microscopic beings, radiating metta to the entire world, upwards to the sky and downwards to the depths. And then coming back again into the body, and connecting with that love and perhaps even just saying the word love or metta or amour or goodwill, benevolence, kindness, friendship, amitié. Or even saying the words, I love myself. I love my whole being. And resting in that, letting that light enfold you, fill you, a quality of love that infuses the luminosity, the warmth. And again, radiating outwards. Bringing into the field of metta beings that you care about, that you feel close to, that you cherish, extending that light and warmth of metta to each one of them. If you wish to use a phrase that is meaningful for that person, then silently say that phrase to them. May you be at peace. May you be safe. Radiating metta to places that you have been and places that you have never been, but that you know about and care about. Extending light, goodwill, kindness, friendship, care. to the beings there, human and non-human. And then come back again to focus your attention on this being sitting on your cushion, your chair. Caring, loving, receiving, deeply seeing, this one. The one you call me. And if words are helpful, then use words or just light, warmth, luminosity. Filling the whole being with this love. This love which doesn't judge, doesn't require loving just for who you are. Right now. And if you find that there is a kind of obstruction, a resistance, a sense of blocking that I can't give myself this kind of love, then simply love that. Have compassion for that. Compassion is love which responds to pain and suffering. Compassion is a form of love. And so bring your compassion to whatever resistance, if any, arises. Any sense of, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to be fully, unconditionally loved. So I invite you to continue that in silence, exploring this practice, playing with it, offering metta to yourself and to other beings, beings that you know and don't know, coming back, moving back and forth. Coming back to this place in the heart, breathing in the heart, and finding the light and the warmth in the heart once again. In whatever way is supportive and interesting. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings live with ease. May all beings be happy and at peace. And may all beings come to liberation.